Okay, good morning, brother, sister.
Morning. 弟兄姐妹们早。
We're going to continue the topic we have, which is, let's see.
我们继续我们这个过去所讲的主题。
Is the battles of entering Canaan.
是迦南门口的征战。
Last time we had part one is conquer Jericho city.
上次我在讲的是第一部分，是讲的是耶利哥的征战。
This time we're going to talk about the second city, which is Ai.
今天我们要在这里讲是第二个城市，夺取第二个城市叫做埃城。
And we know the when they enter the promised land.Is in the New Testament is equivalent to our in Christ.
我们知道，我们在讲到进迦南，在新约里面就是在进入主耶稣基督。
So you see all the battles Israel has. These three specific battles is very detailed recorded.
所以我们可以在这里特别的看到在旧约里面记载的这个三个征战。
It's very detailed record for the battles.
它这个三个征战是非常详细细节的记载在圣经里面。
And I think there's a specific lesson for us to learn.
因为这实在是它有它特别的功课要我们所学习。
And also, most of the Christians will agree with the Old Testament is kind of a picture for us to see.
所以我们大家也都知道，真是在旧约里面的这些就像个图画一样的在我们的面前。
And the spiritual meaning interpret is in the New Testament.
它的真正的属灵的意义在旧约里面这些讲的属灵的意义是在新约里面。
And we had look at the Ephesians.Chapter 2, verse 1 and 3.
我们在这里要看一下以弗所书第二章第一节第三节到第三节。
Yeah, verse 1 to 3.
以弗所书第二章第一节到第三节。
Okay. Okay, I will read. And you were dead in your offenses and sins in which you previously walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now walking in the son of disobedience. Among them, we too all previously lived in the lust of our flesh, indulging the desire of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the rest. Chinese.
好，我们下面我们用中文来念。你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺从空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
Okay, we mentioned these three verses actually just point out the enemy for us before we are Christian and also today we are Christian, we face the same thing.
我们在这里读到了三段圣经，我们特别是要提到在我们今天我们基督徒我们所面对的我们的敌人。
The first one is Jericho.
So 第一个是讲到耶利哥城。
That's according to the course of the war.
这位一位讲这个是随从今世的风俗。
That Jericho represent the war.
因为耶利哥城呢在这里代表的是世界。
The specific is because Jericho have a very strong city wall.
因为为什么呢？因为耶利哥城它是一个非常坚固的城。
In a way, God instruct Israel to conquer is not by fighting, is by spiritual power.
所以 这个神带领以色列人啊夺取这个城的时候，是靠着属灵的力量。
And also we mentioned that there are two Jericho. One is inside, Jericho inside, and another one is Jericho outside.
因为讲到耶利哥城的时候，会讲到耶利哥的城里面，还有耶利哥的城外。
Oh, no, that's inside us, inside everyone Christian, we have inside Jericho.
好，我们所对不起，我们所有的基督徒在我们的里面也有一个耶利哥城。
For example, we may have struggle, we may have fear, we may have peer pressure, we may have a lot of stress to be successful in this world.
因为在我们里面，我们有许多的压力，我们许多的挣扎，我们有许多的这个比较哈，常常的这种比较在我们里面的存在，我们需要制服。
And outside is obvious because we live in a world has materialism and a lot of temptation for us.
因为外面这个耶利哥城的是很明显的，很许多的物质上面的这些的引诱。
Okay, another one today we're going to see is the city of AI.
今天我们要在这里看的是讲到这个埃城。
And it's represent. The city is represent our flesh desire.
这个埃城呢，是讲的是表示我们肉体里面的私欲。
In the New Testament is our all self.
因为在新约里面是讲到我们的老我。
And next time we'll talk about the city Gibeon.
下一次我们会讲另外一座城叫做基变城。
Okay, let's turn to next one.
下面我们看下面一章。
I will sidetrack a little bit before we get into the main topic.
我会稍微离开主题一点点。
Although this is still related to our topic, no.
当然，这个是也是跟我们这个主题这个系列是有关联的。
Because when we read the Number 13 and 14, when Israel sent a spy to spy the land from Kadesh Barnea.
当我们在读那个民数记的时候十三章、十四章的时候那里在旷野的时候。
We know that it turned out only two people God promised they will be able to enter the promised land, which is Joshua and Caleb.
因为在所有的出埃及的这些人里面只有两个人加勒和约书亚他们进入了迦南地。
And many times we questioned whether it's only two person. If this is true, then we all give up today because two out of more than 600,000 people enter the promised land.
因为我们常常想起这个是不是真的只有这两个人能够进去，因为他们出来的时候数点人数有60万，难道他们是这样只有两个人进去，我们是不是很感觉到有点失望？
And quite a long time when I read this, I kind of disappointed and very fear is no hope at all.
我自己也是常常是这样，每当读到这里的时候，我自己觉得好像没有盼望。
But then this year, I studied more and I come up with a different conclusion though.
今年我也特别的再次的一再的在这里面读我也有了一个不同的一个结论。
And then in a recent morning devotion of our churches, and I kind of brought up and fellowship with some brother sister, and they all agree with my opinion.
也是在我在今年的一些早晨的晨祷当中，我也和一些弟兄姐妹分享，他们也同意我有这样子的观点。
So anyway, I would just encourage you. So I just bring up this topic. Okay, let's look at the slide again.
我也是在这里借着这个来鼓励大家，所以我们大家一起来看一下。
Okay, the qualification for the fighting is male and 20 years old and above.
因为讲我们能够参与这个征战的这个资格哈，是20岁以上的男丁。
And that's the army, that's the host of the Lord.
因为这是耶和华的军队。
And the qualification is represent is a symbol of the spiritual mature man.
因为他在这里所代表的，在属灵上所代表的是表示属灵的成熟的人。
And the second one is the represent, meaning they will be able to receive in inheritance in a promised land.
第二个啊，这个也就是预表，是表示他们能够接受产业的。
And then we look at the number. The first time they counted, in the number two, verse 32 is about 603,550 people.
因为如果我们看民数记里面，他们第一次数点人数的时候，是603,550人。
And the second time is by the end of their wilderness before enter promised land, it's about very close. It's about 601,730 people.
所以在第二次数点人数的时候，那个时候是快要进迦南了，在这个时候又数点了一次人数，是601,730人，很接近前面第一次。
Okay, let's look at next slide.
我们再看看下面一张。
Well, in number 13 and 14, it's only two people, and God promised they will be able to enter promised land.
因为只有在前面第一次数点人数里面只有两个人进去了吗？约书亚和迦勒。
And even even Moses missed out too.
甚至摩西都不能进去。
So when we look at this, I think the number showed us the second generation and the fourth generation about the same number, 600,000 people entered the promised land.
所以我们看到他 两次的数点人数，第一代和第二代人，他们是很接近的，都是60多万。
And there's a representation of the fourth generation, meaning all self.
因为第一代人，在这里属灵的意义代表是我们的老我。
And the second generation, meaning the resurrected life.
因为这个第二代，他们第二代就代表我们一个复活的新的生命。
So if you look at the New Testament, this is actually one person, one old life, and one new life.
我们如果从新约角度来看，也讲的是一个人，他有一个老我，还有一个新我。
So I think the theory for us to think is enter to promised land is not only two person, it's actually the whole Israel.
所以从在这里看到，我们讲到进迦南的时候，不只是讲了一个人或者两个人，讲的是整个以色列人。
For the male 20 years old and above, actually is whole Israel, about 600,000 people.
因为讲到男丁20岁以上的就是进迦南是表示的代表着所有的以色列人。
And they all experience die with the old self and resurrected the new life.
他们都经历了，真是老我的死去和新的生命的复活。
And they're all truly born again Christian.
他们是真正的是相当于预表着重生基督徒。
So I think it's encourage us, don't give up, or just follow all the way, we will have promise, be in Christ's inheritance.
所以我们鼓励弟兄姐妹，我们不要放弃，我们都有得到这样的应许，我们能得到他要赐给我们的。
In the 2 out of 12, the spies, it represent overcomer.
这里讲到两个这个探子里面，十二个探子里面是讲的有两个是叫做得胜者。
Okay, let's look at the next slide.We're going to see the city of Ai.
我们再看下面一章我们讲到埃城。
Okay, the city of Ai has no city wall like Jericho.
这个讲到埃城的，它有个特点，它不像耶利哥城那样的坚固的城墙。
It's in a hill, in the top of the hill, so there's no city wall around it.
所以它是因为建在这个山顶上面所以没有这个坚固的城墙围绕。
And also smaller, much smaller than Jericho.
它比耶利哥城也很小。
From the chapter 8, we know it's about 12,000 people.
我们知道大概是两千人。
And then the instruction to conquer is to pretend to be defeated free from the AI and then conquer them.
他得到的征服这个拿下这个城市的的命令是先是假装的失败被打败，然后再来那个战胜，后面战胜。
And conquer with the ambush.
他们是用后来埋伏的方式来战胜这个城市。
Okay, then let's go to next one.
然后我们再看下面一个。
Okay.Oh, no, next one. Go to next one.
再下面一张。
Okay, this is a map to remember the geographic relationship. Jericho is the first stop, and then move to the west is Ai, the second city.
所以这是一张地形图，你们可以看到耶利哥城是他们进入这个迦南的第一站，然后下面这个埃城是应该是第二。
Okay, and then next one.
在下面一张。
I would like to, because the story here is from chapter 7 and chapter 8.
因为这里我们在讲到这里圣经是讲到第七章和第八章。
It's in Joshua 7 and 8.
是约书亚记第七章和第八章。
It's quite a long story.
这是一个蛮长的故事。
So I would like to a little bit of kind of let the event, how event unfolded, summarize before we enter to detail.
我想先来概括一下这个事情的整个一个发展的过程，然后我们再进入细节。
Otherwise, when you get to the detail, you probably miss the whole picture.
要不然的话，你可能直接进入细节的话，你可能没有看到一个大的图画。
Because some of you may not familiar with the story.
因为有些人可能还不一定完全熟悉我们所要讲的在这里讲的故事。
Okay, the first one is, Joshua sent men to spy out Ai.
因为先是约书亚他派探子要到埃城去先做侦探。
And a spy returned and report that only 2,000 or 3,000 people were enough to take AI.
他们这些探子回来报告说呢，我们只要3,000人就可以了，就是夺取这个城了。
Right, turned out they were defeated and they were killed. About 36 people were killed.
但是呢，他们真是这样去做了之后，结果惨遭失败，有36个人被杀。
And the whole Israelites were shocked, and Joshua tore his cloth before the Lord and asked.Why?
因为整个以色列人都真是战惊了约书亚在这里撕裂衣服，在耶和华面前问为什么。
And God revealed the picture, said Israel has sinned against me.
因为神在这里告诉他们说以色列犯罪了。
And then in the morning, present yourself, the whole Israelites, tribe by tribe, clan by clan, family by family, and then man by man.Were attacked by lot.
所以要以色列人要早晨、明早、清早晨按着支派、宗族、家世进来，抽到谁，谁就是有罪的。
And he who sins shall be destroyed.
如果谁犯了这个罪，要被毁灭。
And then Achan from Judah, a tribe, was taken by lot.
因为这个犹大支派的亚干他是被抽签抽出来是他是有罪的。
And then God instructed Joshua to deal with the sin, and then you will be able to conquer AI.
然后神指示约书亚怎样来对付这个罪然后就可以攻取这个埃城。
Okay, before we started, I would like to read two verses before.To give you the picture, something behind the scene was cooking.
Yeah, 在我讲之前，我想愿意在这读两段哈，就是让你们知道到底什么事情发生的事情的背后是什么，到底什么在发生。
First one is chapter 6, verse 27.
第一个是讲到第六章的第七节。
27, no, 27.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
第六章的第二十七节。
So the Lord was with Joshua, and his fame was in all the land.
他在这里讲到是耶和华与约书亚同在。
And then his fame was in all the land.
因为约书亚的名声传扬遍地。
If we look at the history, how Israel came to here.
我们如果稍微看一下以色列的历史，他们怎么今天来到了这个地，这一段的时候。
They have many miracles with them.
有许多的神迹伴随着他们。
And they walked through the Jordan River, the river departed.
因为他们在过约旦河的时候，约旦河也分开了。
And then they conquer the stronghold, a city Jericho, with just easy to take the city.
因为他们也战胜了这个耶利哥城，夺取了耶利哥城，好像是轻而易举的拿到了。
And then thank our brother Jonathan. Last week he also mentioned two victories in the east of Jordan River.
所以我们也记得彭弟兄在上个礼拜也讲到，在约旦河东边的时候也有两个胜仗。
And he also mentioned the commander in chief, which is the captain of the Lord, is actually Jesus Christ.
所以彭弟兄也特别讲到，在这个军队的这个元帅就是耶稣基督。
Which is in the Joshua chapter 5, very end of the chapter 5.
这也是在约书亚记第五章的最后一部分。
And so if you want to join army, which side you want to join, Israel or their enemy?
所以如果你要参加了一个军队的话，你要参加是哪一个？你是以色列呢，还是说以色列敌人
？So I will continue read chapter 7 verse 1, but.The son of Israel act unfaithful in regard to the thing under the ban, for Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, and the son of Zerah from the tribe of Judah took some of the thing under the ban. Therefore, the anger of the Lord burned against the son of Israel.
所以约书亚记第七章第一节，以色列人在当灭的物上犯了罪，因为犹大支派中谢拉的曾孙撒底的孙子加米的儿子雅干取了当灭的物，耶和华的怒气就向以色列人发作。
And here you can see this behind the scene, Joshua cannot see it.
所以我们在这里看到的，我们常读到的话，这个是在这个事情发生的背后，当时约书亚是不知道的。
And only one person.Violate the command of the Lord.
这个时候就只有一个人，他正是违反了神的命令。
And then the whole Israel were defeated. 36 men were killed.
所以整个以色列人他们就被打败了，他们有36个人被杀。
Just like today, we are whole body, as a church, as a congregation, is only one suffer, and every one of us suffer.
所以就像我们现在新约一样，我们一个教会里面只要有一个人他在受苦的话，我们整个教会都在受苦。
If you look at chapter 6, when God instructs Israel to take the city of Jericho, it specifically says the fourth city belongs to me, belongs to God.
因为我们在第六章里面约书亚记看到的时候神已经对约书亚他们说了，这个第一个城市这是属于神的。
And that means all the first fruit, like in New Testament, we know the first fruit belong to God.
就像你在新约里面讲的，初熟的果子是属于神的。
So the first city, God said everything was devoted to God.
因为神已经说了，这个第一个城市都是属于神的。
So the verse 1 said regarding to the thing under the ban, meaning.Is all devoted to God, meaning you cannot take anything from it.
这也就表示讲到这里面所有的东西都是属于神的。
So the gold, silver, bronze, and iron, they are not perishable. They will be dedicated to God.
说这种东西不轮回不坏的东西，就像金子、银子、铜和铁，这些都要归给耶和华。
And those were perishable, like cloth, cattle, they have to be destroyed.
这些它可以坏的，像作物或者是牛羊这些都要被毁灭。
And if you enter chapter 8, verse 2, God said, you can take everything you like it, you desire from the city of Ai after they conquer.
但是如果你到了第八章的时候，第二节里面讲到，如果在埃城的时候，你可以取里面你的夺来的财物或者牲畜。
So if Achan can refrain from taking something from the city of Jericho, then he can have a lot of plunder, spoil, from Ai.
如果我们讲到亚干的话，他如果能够等待的话，他能够等到在埃城的时候，他可以得到了很多很多。
Okay, let's look at the go to more detail on next one.
我们来进入到下面的细节哈，我们来看下面一章。
Okay, well, I'll read it. Now Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is near Beth Aven, east of Bethel, and said to them, Go up and spy out the land. So the men went up and spied out Ai. Then they returned to Joshua and said to him, Do not have all the people go up. Have only about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and attack Ai. Do not trouble all the people there, for they are few. So about 3,000 men from the people went up there, but they fled from the men of Ai. And the men of Ai struck and killed about 36 of their men.
下面我们用中文哈
Yeah,
啊，当下约书亚从耶利哥打发人往伯特利东边靠近亚伯文的埃城去，吩咐他们说：“你们上去窥探那地。”他们就要上去窥探埃城。他们回到约书亚那里，对他说：“众民不必都上去，只要2,000-3,000人上去就能攻取埃城，不必劳累众民都去，因为那里的人少。”于是民中约有3,000人上那里去，竟在埃城人面前逃跑了。埃城的人击杀了他们36人，从城门前追赶他们，直到巴陵，在下坡杀败他们。众民的心就如消化如水。
Okay, if you remember in the number 13 and 14, Moses sent a spy to spy out the land.
还记得，如果在民数记的时候，摩西13章摩西也打发探子出去。
And then when we return, they said, Those are giants, those are too big for us, we cannot take the land.
当这些探子回来报告的时候，说他们那些人非常的高大我们不能上去。
So when we have fear, then we look at our enemy bigger than actually, and then without God, we just ignore God's power, then we always have fear.
所以是的，当他们我们看到光眼睛光看到敌人的时候，没有神的时候，我们里面就会有恐惧。
And then fear will let us look at the enemy bigger than actually is.
因为他是在这里面有恐惧的时候，就看到敌人超过我们的神。
But now in Joshua 7, you see they were too arrogant.
在这个时候，我们故事到了约书亚这个时候，他们是好像是非常的骄傲了。
They pride and they think we just took Jericho. This is easy.
他们很想到我们刚刚打胜了这个耶利哥城那样的容易。
So when we are arrogant pride, then we look at our enemy is too small.
所以这个时候，我们自己里面有骄傲的时候，我们就看到这敌人好像是他们是太渺小了。
So if you think about how did when they approached Jericho, they were afraid of because they are too small. So they will cry out to the Lord. I think that was the situation Joshua has.
So 这个时候在耶利哥的时候 讲的乐理歌手，他们看到这些人高马大他们就向神来呼求。
No, the city was too stronghold is too big.
那个城市，耶利哥城市太实在是坚固城所以他们在呼求神，
So they know they need God's help.
所以他们需要神的帮助。
And that's why I think maybe Joshua was in the outside to look at, and then he have a heart seeking the Lord.
所以我想是约书亚真的时候在城外在这里观察的时候，他有心是要来寻求神的帮助。
And a captain of the Lord, the host of the Lord appear, which is we know promise of Jesus Christ in
所以这就是这个军队的万军的这个元帅来了，这就是我们主耶稣基督。
But now you don't see it here. Joshua and all the elders, they were saying, "This is easy. We can do it ourselves. We don't need God's help. This is easy."
所以这里在这个情况，埃城的情况就不一样了。他和约书亚和长老们都说这个容易，我们自己可以把它夺取。
So you see, there's obvious the sin which is Achan took something from Jericho.
因为这个是有一件事情是因为这个亚干他从耶利哥城拿了不当拿的东西。
But also in the Israelite, like a leader, even Joshua also have sinned against God. The sin is not obviously, they were just too arrogant.
这个时候包括他们的带领的里面也犯了罪，这个不明显的骄傲在里面。
So you can see they were not consult with God. They were just come up with their idea. 3,000 people, we can take it.
所以他们没有去询问神、寻求神，他们主要自己决定，只要3000人上去就可以。
So let's look at next slide.
让我们再看下一张这个画片。
So Joshua complained to God, saying, "Why did you bring us across Jordan River?" To deliver us into the hand of Amorites to destroy us.
所以在这里约书亚抱怨神，为什么把我们领过约旦河，将我们交在敌人手中，使我们灭亡呢？
Okay, I will read, say, I read seven, verse seven and chapter seven, seven through eight, through nine.
所以我会读第七章从七到九哈。
Yeah, just listen, okay. Joshua said, "Alas, O Lord God, why did you ever bring these people over the Jordan only to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites to destroy us? If only we had been willing to dwell beyond the Jordan, which is in the east side of Jordan. Oh Lord, how can I say, since Israel has turned their back before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear of it, and they will surround us and cut off our name from the earth. And what will you do for your great name?"
所以约书亚记第七章，我们从第七节念到第九节，约书亚说：“哀哉，主耶和华，你为什么竟领着百姓过约旦河，将我们交在亚摩利人的手中，使我们灭亡呢？我们不如住在约旦河那边倒好。主啊，以色列人既在敌人仇敌面前转背逃跑，我还有什么可说的呢？迦南人和这地一切的居民听见了，就必围困我们，将我们的民从地上除灭。那时，你为你的大名要怎样行呢？”
Okay, let's look at the slide. I summarize into three point.
我们来看一下我们这个片子哈，我总结了有三条。
First one is Joshua complained and then say, "God, didn't you promise us to deliver enemy into our hand? And then you didn't fulfill your promise."
在这里约书亚跟神说，你不是已经允许将敌人交在我们手中吗？你为什么不这样行呢？
And the second one is Joshua tried to be a counselor to God.
因为约书亚在这里好像要做神的参谋一样的。
他说 "Our enemy will spread out the news that our God is not the great one."
好像只要是讲到这个敌人，好像这个消息会传开了之后，好像会神是不是大人的神了？
And then your name will be dishonored in the, among the Gentiles.
因为你的人会在外邦人中间被亵渎了。
And God, you, this is not good for you.
因为他跟神说，好像这个对你来说实在是不好。
And the second one is, why not just let us stay in the east of Jordan River? It was very good there. And we come up here, it risked our life to enter the promised land.
另外一个好像约书亚在跟神说，为什么不让我们就在这个约旦河东就好了，那里为什么我们一定要进到这个应许之地呢？
So you see, just even Joshua same as today Christian, when we fail, we complain to God, and we even come up with idea, God, you should do this, do that.
很像我们现在的基督徒一样的，就是当我们遇到困难的时候，我们就向神抱怨，包括我们还来命令神要这样做，这样做。
With a God, you're not wise. You even not don't know where my environment, how difficult I'm facing now.
好像神啊，你实在是没有智慧，你不知道我现在所处的境况是怎样怎样的。
I think every one of us has been there before.
我相信我们每一个人都有过这样的经历。
And if you look at even Joshua, he has been trained under Moses.And also gone through 40 years of wilderness and a lot of victory. He still fall into the same situation like us.
甚至我们在看到约书亚这个人，他是在摩西手下，而且是经过了40年的旷野这样的经历许多的打胜的胜仗，他仍然碰到这个事情的时候，仍然会有这样的事情发生。
So you can see our circumstance sometimes will blind us.
所以我们有的时候我们周围的我们这些环境这处境能够把我们相当于绊倒。
We either fear or either arrogant.
我们要不然就是两个极端，要么一个是害怕另外一个就是好像是自傲骄傲。
Okay, so God's answer is this. This is nonsense. Stand up. I will let you know why you are defeated.
因为神在这里所讲的是回答他是说这样又好就要说这些事起来你为何这样伏在地呢？
So God will reveal there's someone take something from the Jericho city.
因为有人取了我吩咐拿了不可拿的东西。
And also the principle of God, the first city belong to God. That's the first food principle.
因为这个第一个城市里面的所有的东西，这个城市属于属于耶和华的，所以就相当于初熟的果子的原则。
So God said, "Stand up, you move on, you don't stay here."
所以神在跟约书亚说，起来向前走不要只站在这里。
So we know that the story go like this. They were next morning, they will consecrate themselves and then get whole congregation gathered together.
所以他们就按照神的话去行，第二天早晨他们就一起在神面前。
And then eventually they took the lot belong to Achan.
他们然后用抽签的方法然后找出了这个亚干他犯了罪。
And then Joshua said to Achan,
所以约书亚就跟那个亚干说
I think we're not going to read it. It's quite long here. But it's a story like this. Achan confessed his sin.
所以我们并不读这个故事，因为比较长，但是是这样，亚干他承认他所犯的罪。
He said, I saw something is beautiful cloth.
因为他说我看见了这个有一件衣服也是非常的漂亮。
And it's very desirable and I coveted and I took it.
我看到我就心里面我想要我就把它拿了。
If you remember in the Eden, in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, they were same thing. They say, Eve say, Well, when I saw the fruit, it was desirable, and I took it.
所以我们想到在伊甸园里面也是一样，亚当和夏娃当夏娃，他也说他看见那个果子是实在的漂亮，他也就拿了吃了。
Okay, let's see the next slide.
下面我们看下面一章。
Conviction.
上面讲到定罪哈，定罪。
When we try to talk to someone, say you have sinned against God, you should repent.
当我们指出别人说你已经犯罪得罪神的时候，你应当来悔改的时候。
We may out of our good intention.
我们的心里面是一个好心。
But very often the person will turn down and then also will turn against us.
这个被指责的人可能是他不会接受，他反而还要来反对你。
And also anger with you.
特别是对你动怒。
And say, you don't know me.
或者说你根本不知道我。
So that is when people try to convict other people, it's always fail.
因为当我们人想来指证其他的人的时候，总是会得到失败。
When God convict us,
当神来指出我们的罪的时候，
then the Holy Spirit will have power convict us.
所以圣灵他就有这个能力，能够使我们接受这个指责责备。
So here, even Achan, you can see, he said, I have sinned against the Lord.
就是亚干在这里他也说，我实在是犯罪得罪神了。
Even it's too late.
甚至虽然是很晚了。
But I think Achan still, he probably not have a repentful heart, but he has to accept the Lord's conviction.
虽然这个亚干他并没有一定一个完全的一个顺服的心悔改的心，但是他在这里还是听了神的话。
I think the conviction is I agree with God even though mean humiliate.
所以他说我虽然是在人的面前遭这样的羞辱，他也接受这个罪。
This is usually when we are being convicted by Holy Spirit.
这就是当我们被圣灵所责备的时候，
and we're willing to do according to God's command.
所以我们愿意来顺服神，做神所指示的。
Okay, next slide. Okay, deal with sin. Oh, here we have this one. So Achan answered Joshua and said, "Truly, I have sinned against the Lord, the God of Israel, and this is what I did when I saw among the spoil a beautiful robe from Sinner." 200 shekels of silver and a part of gold, 50 shekels in weight. Then I wanted them and took them, and behold, they are hidden in the ground inside my tent, with the silver underneath. So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent, and behold, it was hidden in his tent with the silver underneath it. So they took them from inside the tent and brought them to Joshua and to all the sons of Israel. They laid them out before the Lord.
这里亚干回答约书亚说，我实在得罪了耶和华以色列的神，我所做的事如此如此，我在所夺的财物中看见一件美好的士拿衣服200舍克勒银子一条，金子重50舍克勒，我就贪爱这些物件，便拿去了，现金藏在我帐篷内的地里，银子在衣服底下。约书亚就打发人跑到亚干的帐篷里，那件衣服果然藏在他帐篷内，银子在底下。他们就从帐篷里取出来，拿到约书亚和以色列众人那里，放在耶和华面前。
Okay, now turn to the next one.
下面一章。
Okay, that was the chapter 7. Now chapter 8. Now the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not fear or be dismayed.Take all the people of war with you. Arise, go up to Ai. See, I have handed over to you the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land. you should do to Ai and its king just as you did to Jericho and its king. You should take only its spoil and its cattle as plunder of yourself. Set an ambush for the city behind it.
刚才我们读的是第七章，现在我们到了约书亚第八章。耶和华对约书亚说，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，你起来率领一切兵丁上埃城去。我已经把埃城的王和他的民、他的城并他的地都交在你手里，你怎样带耶利哥和耶利哥的王，也当照样带埃城和埃城的王，只是城内所夺的财物和牲畜，你们可以取为自己的掠物。你要在城后设下伏兵。
So even though we sin sometimes, but God's grace is still sufficient for us.
因为甚至我们常常是犯罪得罪神，但是神他的恩典啊，真是啊够我们。
You see, even they are the second generation, meaning they experience resurrected life.
我们讲到这个第二代，他们在经历啊这个复活的生命。
But it's no guarantee they will always obey the law. They will have no sin. You can see it still here. Sometimes they still. That's like Christian today.
虽然这个第二代好像已经是代表着复活的生命，他们并不能保证他们会凡事顺服神。在这里我们看到。啊，真是也是在这有这样的失败，所以就像我们新约的基督徒也是一样。
In other words, every battle we face today, there's a possibility we may fail.
今天我们所面临的每一个征战，我们有这个可能我们会失败的。
Okay, look at next one.
我们再看下一章。
And this is the secret of conquer Ai is different than Jericho.
啊，这是。讲到怎么样夺取这个埃城的一个秘密。
Ai is close to Bethel.
因为这个埃城是很靠近这个伯特利。
You see that the west, which is the left-hand side of Ai, is city of Bethel.
因为在埃城的西边，我们看到这是叫伯特利。
And God instructed Joshua to send an ambush.Just day before they conquer, at night, they send an ambush.
所以神要命令约书亚要打发这个派遣这个伏兵那天晚上就到那个地点。
They were sent out and then hide in between the Bethel and Ai, which is the west or south.Part of Ai city.
所以他要这个伏兵要伏兵放在这个伯特利和这个埃城之间偏南一点点。
And then the next morning, Joshua led the army, the whole soldier in front of the city, which is on the north side.
所以第二天早晨呢，约书亚却带领了众民他们在正面。去到埃城。
So let's look at the next.
下面我们再看下面一章。
Okay, this is the instruction God gave to Joshua. Saying he commanded them, saying, "See, you are going." And then Joshua commanded them, saying, "You are going to ambush the city from behind it. Do not go very far from the city, but all of you be ready."Then I and all the people who are with me will approach the city. And when they came out to meet us, as they did the first time, we were free from them. They will come out after us until we have lured them away from the city. For they will say, they are fleeing before us, just as they did the first time. So we were free before them. Then you should rise from the ambush.And take possession of the city, for the Lord your God will hand it over to you. Then it will be when you have seized the city that you should set the city on fire. You should do it according with the word of the Lord. See, I have commanded you.
下面我们看到中文，吩咐他们说： 就约书亚吩咐他们说，你们要在城后埋伏，不可离城太远，都要各自准备。我与我所带领的众民要向城前往，城里的人像初次出来攻击我们的时候，我们就在他们面前逃跑，他们必出来追赶我们，直到我们引诱他们离开城，因为他们必说，这些人像初次在我们面前逃跑，所以我们要在他面前逃跑。你们就从埋伏的地方起来夺取那城，因为耶和华你们的神必把城交在你们手里。你们夺了城以后，就放火烧城，要照耶和华的话行，这是我吩咐你们的。
There's a special instruction here is you have to pretend and then you flee from the city.
所以在这里有一个特别的命令，就是你要假装的失败。
And then the second one is to lure them away from the city.
然后呢，第二个呢，就是把他们引诱他们离开他们的城。
And then you will have the people from behind rise up and ambush the soldier will take the position of the city.
所以可以使埋伏的地方的人可以起来来夺取那个城。
Okay, so yeah, now let's look at this, the almost end. Okay, here we have in the New Testament, we will be able to interpret what this means.
我们在新约里面，我们可以有这样的一个来解释。
Would you please back up to the previous slide?
No. 我们看倒回一张哈。
Yeah, this one. Okay.Okay, this one. This is an interpretation of the action. Why God wanted them to do this way?
这里是一个我们从属灵里面的一个解释，为什么神要他们这样做
？It's different than Jericho.
它跟那个耶利哥城完全不一样。
The first one is free before the enemy.
因为第一个呢是要从敌人面前逃走。
It's meaning confess we cannot take over, we cannot overcome our enemy. We are defeated.
这是表示我们不能胜过敌人，我们在敌人面前我们败了。
It means we cannot overcome our own flesh, our own self. We every time we're defeated unless someone help us, which is the Holy Spirit.
这是表示我们不能胜过我们自己的肉体，这也是表示我们如果没有圣灵的帮助，我们不能胜过。
And then lure them away from the city, meaning let the flesh come out.
引他们出城，这表示让我们的肉体的软弱能够显出来。
Sometimes our fresh motivation hidden, we even don't know.
因为我们肉体里面我们一些的思想意念藏在里面，我们连我们自己都不知道。
It's only when it came out, which is mean we fail, and the Holy Spirit will convict us.
只有当他能显出来的时候，也就是当我们失败的时候，这个时候圣灵就会来在这里责备我们。
So brother and sister, when you fail, don't disappoint.
So 弟兄姐妹们，当我们失败的时候，我们不要失望。
And that's opportunity for us to experience God's Holy Spirit convict us.
这是让我们能够来经历神的圣灵在这里来指责引领我们。
Then ambush rose and capture the city.
然后这个伏兵从后面来攻取这个城。
That represent the Holy Spirit overcome the flesh or self.
这就表示着这个后面的伏兵他来胜过这个我们的肉体。
The ambush is represent the Holy Spirit.
这个伏兵是在这里代表了这个圣灵。
And then the soldier from the out of the city of Ai that represent our flesh, our old self.
这些埃城里面的这些军兵，他们出城的这个是表示我们的老我。
Okay, this next one. Application.
好，我们看下面一张。
Well, the first one is be aware of the trap when we were at the top of the spiritual mountain.
我们第一点要特别注意到的是，当我们在属灵的高峰上的时候，会有的陷阱。
Okay, I think every one of us mean a lot of Christians. We mean the overcomer. We mean experience the Holy Spirit, and we can overcome some. You know, sometime we kind of victory, and then we are on the top of the mountain.
弟兄姐妹们，我们可能都会有这样的经历。当我们在属灵觉得我们很好的时候，好像就在这个属灵的高峰的时候。
And that's easy, very easy for us. That is a very dangerous road from the top going down to the valley.
所以我们好像看上去很容易，好像是我们在超过这个低谷很高。
No, I mean when you're on the top.It's a dangerous path before you. You are easy to slide into the valley.
Okay, 对不起。所以当我们在这个属灵的高峰上的时候，这个实际上是一个很危险的事情。我们有可能会滑跌到这个深谷里面去。
And no one can immune from this, even a very mature and experienced Christian.
没有人能够真是逃离这样的这样的陷阱虽然是。很熟练很成熟的基督徒。
If you look at Joshua, even Joshua can fail.
我们就看在这里约书亚他也失败。
Can any one of us say, I will never fail?
我们当中有没有人说我永远不会失败？
And also the experience of the ambush, I will share about the story of myself.
我们讲到关于这个圣灵的相当于一个伏兵一样的，我来讲一下我自己。
I can't remember in my early Christian life.
我可以记得在我初期早期的我的基督徒的生活。
And then I think that my son and my daughter was in the elementary school.
那个时候我的儿子和女儿还都在小学。
And then one day, my wife and I were in argument.
有一天，我和我的妻子在一些争论。
And then kind of raise our voice.
那个时候，我好像真是把我的那个声音就提高了。
You can see your children will be able to tell, even they don't understand what you're talking, but they know something wrong.
所以这个时候你的孩子实际上他们是非常敏感的，他们听到这个，他们知道好像有什么事情不对了。
And then my daughter heard about it upstairs.
所以我女儿在楼上听见了。
And then she suddenly rushed downstairs and then took the Bible.
这个时候好像她突然的就是从楼上手里拿着这个圣经。
And then showed a verse to us.
而且是给我们俩。看一段圣经的经节。
Say, count it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials.
是这样。我的弟兄们，你们落在百般的试炼中，都要以为喜乐。
My wife and myself look at each other, and we feel like kind of light, like an electric shock kind of between us.
这个时候我和我的妻子好像就是觉得好像有一个闪电在我们中间一样的。
It was like enlightened to us.
这个时候像我们好像心里的打开了有亮光。
It was like mean ambush.
就好像一个伏兵出来一样的。
And we're kind of defeated.
我们好像被打败了。
Kind of very embarrassed before our children.
我们好像在我们孩子面前好像实在是没有面子。
But it was joyful experience inside of our heart.
但是这却是一个非常喜乐的一个经历，是在我们里面，我们心里面的。
So I think that is most of us may experience something like this.
所以我想，大多数人我们可能都会有这样的一个经历。
And then the ambush by Holy Spirit. This is not something today the charismatic churches preacher they will preach.And after that, they will heal people.
这里我们讲的圣灵好像像伏兵一样的，并不是我们所讲的有些这些灵恩的讲灵恩的这些教会里面的牧师，他们在讲到之后
，and they will put a hand before you, and then does, and then say something, Holy Spirit, and then all of a sudden, the person will kind of shock, and then or face down, something like this. This is not what we say here.
我在这里所讲的，我们好像一个突然一个大光啊照的时候，跟他们所讲的啊，牧师把手放在你的头上，然后为你祷告，然后突然好像就像一个什么电击一样的把你击倒。我们所讲的在这里的不是这个。
Okay, just be clarify this.
我就在这里稍微解释一下。
Okay, next one, can we see the last, yeah, next one.
下面一张。
We'll never give up. This is how we so encouraged by the battle of AI.
所以我们从第二点，我们从这个战胜这个 AI 城的里面所学到的是，永远不要放弃。
I'll guarantee you, if you never give up, follow to the law all the way, even if you are a very slow learner, you will be able to enter the promised land, no problem.
所以我可以保证，只要你不放弃，永远跟随着主。虽然你是可能很慢，学起来也很慢，但是你一定会进入这个应许之地。
Okay, next one.
下面一个。
And knowing ourselves is the beginning of the work of the cross.
因为认识我们的自己，我们的老我哈，是这是十字架工作的开始。
How do we know ourselves, our own self?
我们怎么样能真正知道我们的老我呢
？It's only when you fail.
只有通过你的失败。
Okay, go next one.
我们再看下面一点。
Let's talk more about our own self.
让我们来多看一下我关于我们的老我。
Okay, something is very easier, like sin, like you have ambitions to pursue the world, you are indulged in the materialism, you have like all of marriage sex, something like this is obvious is a sin.
这些东西很多在外面的这些罪哈，这是很容易看见的，包括像我们追求这个物质的世界包括一些婚外的一些淫乱这些东西，这些都是很明显的罪。
But there's something, go next one, quick next one.
但是有些事情
We not set our mind on God's interest, but man's interest.
有些事情就像我们不体贴神的意思只体贴人的意思。
Just like Joshua and the elder of the Israelites, they were thinking, we can do it ourselves. So they are not consult God. They are not come to God before the battle.
所以就像约书亚和他们的那些长老一样，他们认为他们自己可以夺取埃城，所以他们没有来寻求神，没有来到神的面前。
If you remember, Peter also has said something, and Jesus rebuked him.
我们还记得彼得也同样有说过一项这些话，然后耶稣来责备他的。
If you remember in the Matthew chapter 16,
还记得在马太福音十六章
，when Jesus revealed himself to disciples that he is a Messiah and also a Son of God, then When Peter said Jesus is the Son of God and the Messiah,
因为当彼得在说耶稣是神的儿子，永生神的儿子是弥赛亚。
Because when Jesus asked them, "Who is outside? People say I am," and then Jesus not satisfied with the answer, and then asked them, "Who do you say who I am?"
因为当耶稣在问门徒们外面的其他的人说耶稣是谁的时候，耶稣。听了之后，然后就转过来问门徒们：“你说我是谁？”
And then Peter answered very correct, said, "You are the Christ, the Son of God."
因为彼得他的回答是非常对，他说：“你是基督，你是永生神的儿子。”
But then Jesus said that the Son of Man will go to Jerusalem, will be suffered by the chief priests and the elders and the scribes.
因为当耶稣说他要去耶路撒冷受这些长老这些祭司长老的苦，而且被杀
，and the third day were resurrected，
被杀，然后第三天要复活。
And then Peter rebuked Jesus, said, "God forbid it, Lord. This will never happen to you."
因为彼得在这里说，神啊，不，万万不可万万不可
And then Jesus said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, For you are not setting your mind on the thing of God, but on the thing of man.
所以耶稣在这里说，你退后去吧，撒旦，因为你是绊我脚的，你不体贴神的意思。
Okay, next one is self-righteousness.
下面一个是讲到我们的自义。
If you remember James and John, they want to command fire from heaven and consume the Samaritan.
所以我们还记得、这个、雅各和约翰他们在这里、来、对待这个、撒玛利亚人的时候。
Because when Jesus and disciples, they travel from Galilee toward Jerusalem.
因为那个当那时候是耶稣带着他门徒、从加利利、朝着耶路撒冷去的时候。
And then they know they are going to Jerusalem, since Jerusalem and the Jewish people and the Samaritan people, they are not friendly together. They are look at each other like enemy.
所以撒玛利亚人知道耶稣是向耶路撒冷去的、犹太人那里去的，他们就不接待他，因为撒玛利亚人和犹太人他们不和，他们互相为仇。
And then James and John were very generous to Jesus, say, we can command it. This is very great faith.We can command fire from heaven.
那个雅各和这个约翰，他们是非常的这个为耶稣大发热心，说我们可以从天上来吩咐火下来。
Wow, this is great faith.
他们的信心也是很大。
And if you look at John here, with Apostle John to roll First John, Second John, Third John, you will see they're probably different people.
我们讲到的约翰可能是、从那个、约翰一书二书三书好像是完全不一样的人，不一样的约翰。
But actually the same person.
他们实际上这里讲的约翰和写约翰一书二书三书的就是同样一个人。
Their very self, all natural self is very self-righteousness.
他们的本质，他们的自己，他的老我，他们是非常的自义的。
But after experience Holy Spirit, they have been changed.
他们当圣灵的光照的时候，他们就改变了。
I think this is today we learn a lesson from the city, conquer the city of Ai.
所以今天这就是我们从这个战胜这个埃城里面所学到功课。
Let's look at next one.
让我们再来看下面一条。
Well, this is the last one.
这是一个最后一个。
For if you are living in accord with the flesh, you are going to die. But if by the spirit you are put into death, the deeds of the body, you will live.
你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死；靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
Now those who belong to Christ Jesus crucify the flesh with its passions and desires.
再看下面一条哈，再下面一条。凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
I think my experience will be like this to interpret these two verses.
我有这样的经历来看到解释这两段圣经。
I think we are still young Christian. We're still not knowing a lot of spiritual battle.
虽然我们在年轻的我们基督徒中间可能并没有意识到许多的属灵的征战。
We may need like a Holy Spirit ambush from behind us.
我们需要圣灵就相当于伏兵一样的在我们的背后来帮助我们。
But once you get mature,
当你慢慢的成熟了之后
,When you see you fail, when you see your own self, you immediately you are submitted. You're willing to submit.Cooperate with the Holy Spirit.
所以当你、稍微成熟一点，慢慢当你失败的时候，你这时候就会和圣灵、来接受圣灵的帮助。
So let's say crucify the flesh with its passion and desire. You are willing to cooperate with the Holy Spirit, and you will be able to enjoy experience that enjoy victory.
所以你愿意来接受圣灵的帮助。圣灵的帮助、来将这个肉体致死。
So you will not be having a lot of struggle, I guess.
所以你就不会、老是有那么多的挣扎。
Okay, I think that's all we have today.
我想今天就是我们的信息到这里。
Okay, let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear, we thank you for your grace is sufficient for us.
亲爱的主，我们真是感谢你给我们的所有的一切。
Because you promise you'll be with us always.
因为你答应我们，应许我们，你总是要和我们同在。
And you have given us in Christ abundance inheritance, abundant life.
因为你给我们在主耶稣基督里一切的丰盛的生命。
And all our inheritance in Christ, we have to claim, we have to walk, we have to go, not just sit here.
我们要得到在耶稣基督里的产业，我们必须要在这里宣告，我们必须要在这里行走。
We know there's still a lot of battle we have to conquer.
我们也有许多的征战需要我们去打。
Especially for today's end time.
特别是在我们现今的末世的时候。
And we trust your provision will be sufficient for us to be able to conquer all this.
我们相信你所赐给我们的够我们用，能够战胜这一切。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉靠耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.